You are listening to a podcast from BecomingJewish.org. Please visit us at www.becomingjewish.org. The title of this podcast is Conversion to Judaism. Converting to Judaism means that you must be willing to follow the halacha, accept the Jewish faith, the Torah, and join a people. There is a belief in the Talmud, based on Deuteronomy chapter 29, verses 13 and 14, that every sincere convert soul was present at Mount Sinai and agreed to follow the mitzvot handed down during the national revelation. The first step to conversion is figuring out why you want to convert. Among the reasons people give for wanting to convert are: Judaism has a sensible religious belief, a wish to join a respectable, hardy people, wanting to leave an idolatrous, non-Torah-based religion, wanting to share the faith of a partner, religiously uniting an intermarried family, and making it easier for the children to have only one family religion. Conversion must be done out of a true conviction, and not do any type of coercion or simply to get married. It is also very important for you to talk with your partner, children, friends, and family about your interest in Judaism as early as you can. Learn as much as you can about Judaism. Use the internet and books to explore Judaism. It is also recommended that you visit as many kinds of synagogues as you are able to while you are exploring the idea of conversion. It is important to understand Judaism's basic beliefs, which include Maimonides' 13 principles of faith, Judaism introduced the idea of one God to the world, and Judaism rejects the idea of a trinity and other multiple gods, and you can pray directly to God without any intermediaries. Judaism does not believe in original sin. People are free to choose good and bad. Judaism does not believe that Satan is a fallen angel. Satan is an angel in heaven who is only permitted to do what God allows him. Judaism encourages probing spiritual questions. Judaism encourages close-knit families and communities. Judaism does not believe that the Messiah has come yet. And Judaism believes that all righteous Gentiles will have a place in the world to come. Once you are sure that you want to convert, you need to contact a rabbi. It's traditional for a rabbi to turn a potential convert away 3 times before agreeing to convert the individual. Do not be discouraged if this happens to you, since it is only done to help determine a potential convert's sincerity. When you do meet with the rabbi, he will ask you various questions, generally beginning with why you want to convert. Remember that there is no real right or wrong answers, and the rabbi will realize that you are going to be nervous. Wear something modest when you are going to meet the rabbi. For men, it is a good idea to wear dress pants and a formal shirt. A tie or jacket can be optional. For women, it is a good idea to wear a long skirt with a shirt that has sleeves covering the elbow or longer, or a dress with a top that has sleeves covering the elbows or longer. Also remember that Orthodox and some conservative rabbis will not shake hands with females or even pass something like a business card directly to a female. This is not done out of a dislike or a lowered status of women, but out of the idea of modesty. Orthodox and conservative rabbis will not convert only one non-Jewish spouse. This is important to consider when researching conversion. If both spouses are accepted for conversion, or one spouse is already Jewish, a time period of separation will be needed, and after the conversion is completed, a Jewish marriage will be performed. Any children born before the conversion will also need to convert. This issue is best addressed by a rabbi, since the issues and requirements are different depending upon the age of the children. After the rabbi agrees to convert you, you will go through a period of study and practice of the rituals, such as lighting Shabbat candles, which will generally last 1 year, but could be longer. When the rabbi feels that you're ready to complete your conversion, there are some remaining steps that you will have to go through. The Orthodox and conservative, as well as some Reconstructionist and Reform rabbis, will require males to go through a circumcision. If the male is already circumcised, then he will have to go through a Hatafat Dam Brit. Males and females will be required to go before the Bet Din, where the potential convert will be asked various questions. mostly pertaining to why one wants to convert and what one has learned, if one is willing to give up any previous religious affiliations, and, for Orthodox and conservative rabbis, if you are willing to follow halacha. Once this is completed, a Hebrew name will be chosen. This is usually already established in advance of the Bet Din by the convert. After this, you will go to the mikveh and immerse yourself. The Sabbath after the conversion is completed, men and women in some non-Orthodox shuls will generally be called for an aliyah during the Torah reading. The rabbi of a potential convert will give him or her instructions and determine what the correct course of study will be for him or her, following are suggestions as to the minimum of what a convert should learn: what it means to be a Jew, basic Hebrew, books of the Tanakh, understanding the topics in each parsha, which are the weekly readings of the Torah, Maimonides' 13 principles, the 613 mitzvot, concept of God, prayer, synagogue services, Shabbat rituals, kashrut, family purity, tefillin, tzitzit, mezuzah, Jewish parenting, a Jewish calendar, Jewish holidays, Jewish history, and the history of Israel. When choosing a rabbi, please remember the following. Orthodox Judaism only accepts Orthodox conversions as valid. Conservative Judaism accepts Orthodox and conservative conversions as valid. Reform Judaism accepts Orthodox conservative reconstructionists and Reform conversions as valid. And Reconstructionist Judaism accepts Orthodox conservative reconstructionists and Reform conversions as valid. These are some guidelines for you to follow in discussing becoming Jewish. The most important part of discussing conversion is not to be afraid or reluctant to discuss the subject. Remember that conversion is a long process and not a single action. Because a welcoming attitude is the most important contribution you can make, remember not to use any emotional pressure. Here are some suggestions for telling people about your conversion to Judaism. Think through your feelings and practice talking them out. Most experts think telling parents in person and to both parents at the same time is best. Telling your parents as soon as possible is best. There is no special time to tell, but such an announcement shouldn't be made during days of obvious religious significance or personal significance. It is better to speak to parents alone. In telling your parents about your conversion, discuss what you find attractive about Judaism, how it met a particular need, how it helped a relationship, how you feel closer to and not further from your parents, in part because of Judaism's emphasis on family. Be prepared for a range of reactions from support to shock to total disapproval. Follow up a visit with a letter or a phone call. It is forbidden in halacha to remind a person of his or her former status as a non-Jew once the person converts. Converts are to be treated the same and have the same responsibilities as born Jews. Converting to Judaism is a large undertaking, but the reward at the end is well worth the work. Thank you for listening to Conversion to Judaism. Shalom.